Olson, Norfolk Villa, Prospect Street, Granville, Australia. June 20th, 1895. Dear brother, in behalf of Australia and New Zealand, I feel it to be my duty to address you, that you may talk with our brethren in regard to sending men around the world in such haste that money to transport them is almost lost. If there is sufficient reason for our brethren to go long journeys, which means the expending of large monies, then do not plan to keep them the largest share of their time on steamer and cars, giving them such short periods of rest that they are not in the most favorable condition to obtain the necessary intelligence in regard to the country and its possibilities and probabilities, and the working of the cause. I plead for time, that the messengers who visit foreign fields shall not take in such a large territory that they cannot obtain a correct idea of the countries that they visit. That which is of large moment to them is to take time to move with that moderation that they shall not have a fever of excitement, and shall be able to see the individuality of each locality that it is thought essential to visit. The traveling messenger must take time to rest, time to be hospitable and entertained, and advantages must be given him to learn the bearings of the field, if it is to be of any real advantage to him. To see some of the churches that have been raised up, and then have no time to converse fully in regard to the different points, would be a mistake. When it was decided that we should go to Europe, it was arranged that we should remain 3 months, but the light was given to me that a few months would be time and money spent to very little purpose. We would obtain by this rapid traveling a confused surface idea, but could not possibly obtain a correct, intelligent knowledge of the field, the Lord's domain, his vineyard, and nothing would stand out distinct or be appreciated. We would judge altogether too much after the rapid glance of the eye, and the impression made upon the senses would be very much in accordance with our physical and mental condition. The visits of brethren Butler and Haskell and others to Europe, who rapidly passed through so many places, left but little impression upon the people, and they received but very dim, imperfect ideas themselves. It was not wise calculation to rush from place to place, and not be qualified by their brief visit to communicate a store of knowledge that would be of such value that others would not be required to go over the same ground in a short time. The money thus absorbed in making such rapid visits had better be used in supporting an intelligent missionary in the field 1, 2, or 3 years, as the providence of God may appoint. If he is the messenger of God, he will himself understand by the presentation of the field the duration of his stay, and will work not for his own interests, but for the interests of the people. The conference may send a man a long journey, but it has no right to bid him come or go here and there when in this new country. The man must be guided by the light he receives from God when in these distant fields. It is his duty to think for himself. He must have time to study how he can make his stay the most profitable and to take notes of the situation. His heart must be open to the impressions of the Holy Spirit so that he can obtain that evidence of the situation that God alone is able to impart. No man is able to mark and define the duty of his fellow man. Information and light may be imparted by counseling together, but God is the great teacher of each one, and will instruct and guide. He has said, "The meek will he guide in judgment, the meek will he teach his way." Psalm 25, verse 9. I have much to write on this important matter, but this letter must go very soon, so I cannot complete all I wish to write. The direction or privilege was given to us to go to Europe and remain 3 months. I said, I have light. If I go to Europe, I must make no flying visit, but stay long enough to take in the situation. The people will be strange to me, and I to them. It will take time for them to get any benefit from our visit. We remained 2 years in Europe, and it was none too long. The Lord worked through his instruments, and we were fitted to communicate to others, to some purpose, the knowledge we obtained of the field and how it should be worked. The principles then laid out before me have ever been a help to me and a means of my helping others. I beg of the conference not to make child's play of sending men around the world in such speed, for our finite minds are not able to comprehend everything in a moment of time. If Brother Prescott comes to California, give him some time to remain before he leaves for another place. If he is compelled to be brief, let him go only to those places where he can stay long enough to understand them.
Brother Olson, you know of the things whereof I speak, and can see the reason of my request. Give your messengers time to look for themselves. Bear in mind that the messengers of God are not to go forth bitted and bridled. God does not do any of this compelling work, and he does not want that men should do it. He has promised to give us grace and strength if we will ask for it. We are very much pleased that Professor Prescott and his wife are coming out here, and we want them to take time to get refreshed, rested, and renewed before they start on their long sea voyage. Our Lord is no despot. He would have us pursue a course which will preserve health, and he wants us to get understanding knowledge every step that we go, that we may have an insight into matters and things. If there is no power and understanding in the individual to guide and control himself under the grace of God, then there is no power of understanding or knowledge in counsels that will give him self-control. I write this little, but there is much to this matter that may be written. A word to the wise is sufficient.